So moved.
Oh, sorry, Ben.
Please show me your answer. I didn't hear what that was for the car in the store. Okay, financial.
Yep. Authorization to contract multi vendor for mental health reception project.
Excuse me, good morning. So yeah, so I'm requesting use of the community service bath reception capital project line. We had three vendors that fell under the 10 grand that were already vetted by purchasing. I have two I want to bring to your attention. One's Kelly Brothers. That's for the doors, frames, and strikes over at the mental health building. That's in the amount of $28,540.22. This is from piggybacking off Jefferson County, which has been pre-evaluated by Mr. Morris purchasing, and he's good with that. The next one's day automation for the card access in conjunction with the new doors and frames, as well as cameras, in the amount of $75,940.75. And this is a state contract that's also been pre-vetted by purchasing and is okay with.
Under state contract?
Yes, the day automation is. The other one, Kelly Brothers, is from piggybacking off of Jefferson County bid that's been approved.
Thank you. Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right, thank you.
Anything else? Motion for adjournment?
Nope. One more.
Yeah.
No. Second item there?
Second item.
Yep, so it's two-part request. First one being the purchase of 19 acres in the town of Bath on Rumsey Street Extension. And the second part of that is to fund that purchase by transferring $175,000 plus associated closing costs from contingency fund to purchase of land right-of-way account.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Did we submit a formal offer and receive...
We did, it was contingent upon this body approving it, but yes, it is agreed and accepted at 175.
175.
Yeah, we started lower. They came back a little higher and we ended up in the middle below what we last talked about.
Correct.
What's the purpose of us buying this property?
So essentially it's right across the street from 911 in the jail. There is a portion of it, probably a third, maybe a little bit more, that is semi-flat land that could be used down the road for building, multi-use office space, EMS, something of that. There is a use for it at some point.
It's
the county?
And could not knowing what the future looks like, yeah, in terms of operational needs, physical location needs, because it is adjoining. It follows what we've done up at the landfill and other areas where there are adjoining properties next to county structures to purchase it. I don't think it's like the bowling alley where there was a lot of vitriol from the community about taking a developable lot. This has been on the market for about a year with really not much activity. So not knowing what's going to happen, we have a lot of land out there. It'd be nice to have a little more. The other thing that is different is we've always had the county farm to fall back on, even though it was technically in the possession of the IDA. Should the county have ever needed that for a purpose, we could have built anything there because it's our land. LP now owns that entire property, so we now have no fallback.
So this is about 8,000 an acre?
Approximately, yep.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Adjourn now?
That's it for this.
Make a motion, committee.
Thank you. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carries.